Jalen Jacoby is presented by Allstate. Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with Allstate.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we
Boss
do?
Up.
And get the people! Yes! What? They want. Welcome to a very special edition of Jalen and Jacoby. It is the Thanksgiving holiday celebration special.
Yes.
It is a holiday in which we get together. We gather with friends and family, and we express our gratitude for each other and what we are thankful for. So we will start the show by doing exactly that. Jalen Rose, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful that my Michigan Wolverine football team, under Jim Harbaugh, who a lot of people crazily a couple of years ago said we should fire, is currently undefeated. Shaking Blake, our running back, is firmly entrenched in the Heisman race. JJ, first year under center, looks terrific running and throwing. And there's a team in Ohio that has not beat us in football in around 1,100 days. That's what I'm thankful
for. I'm concerned, Mr. Rose, because I have been with you before an OSU-Michigan football game for over a decade, and you've never been this confident. You know what I mean? You've never been excited about it. You've never like looked forward to it and expecting a win, and I feel like you feel that right now.
Here's why. They've always had great quarterback play against us, and that's not going to be any different this year. They've always had speed and athleticism on defense, in particular the ability to move side to side. But our run game is different this year, and I think that's going to be a catalyst. Our defense is stout. It's physical. And during this holiday, my Michigan Wolverines will beat Ohio State back to back. We're going back to back.
I do not like your confidence. I do not like your confidence.
We're going back to back.
I do like the Michigan Wolverines football team. Jalen, mine is very simple. I am thankful for this program. I'm thankful for you, for anyone who has ever worked on this program, for everybody that listens to the podcast and watches the television show and supports what is Jalen and Jacoby in our 11th year. Simple as that. So, Jalen, now that we've expressed what we're thankful for, we have a list of tips.
Love list.
Bet moves that will level up your Thanksgiving.
Let's get it.
A set of rules. The first one is, on your table, there's going to be turkey. We've discussed that at length. But you need a second protein on the table, whether that is beef, ham, lamb, ram, as the song goes. But we need a mandatory second protein on the table. Your thoughts?
I'm not mad at that. And for those of you who only eat turkey during Thanksgiving, remind yourselves how good it is the other 364 days a year. Deep fried, Cajun, I prefer dark meat, give me the wing, give me the drumstick.
What's your preferred second protein?
My second protein, of those, I'm going chicken.
Oh, turkey and chicken?
Yeah, that would be my second.
No, I'm going with the ham. Going with the ham. Love the honey glazed ham, warmed up, a little mustard on top. It's delicious. Jalen's second rule, and this is a hard one to follow, no drinking until noon. You know what I mean? Like, I know we're eating dinner early. I know the whole schedule has been pushed up. I know the football starts at 12:30. But, like, don't have that. I don't want to hear a champagne bottle pop. I don't want to hear a beer get opened or anything get uncorked until you see the PM after the number on the clock.
Let me tell you guys something. I'm from a great sports town and state. You know what's happening around Thanksgiving? The Michigan Wolverines are going to beat Ohio State.
Oh God, this is
the Detroit Lions are playing on Thanksgiving Day. What do you mean?
I didn't hear you say anything about them beating the Bills.
Yeah, I didn't say that, did I? You saw that. So the tailgating rules not only still apply, but they're on steroids morning.
Jalen,
what are you saying?
That brings us to our third move that will level up your Thanksgiving, and that is the following. You got to root for the Lions.
Yes.
I know they're playing the Bills.
Yes.
And I am a card-carrying member of the table pranking Bills Mafia. But not only will I be rooting for the Lions, I will be gambling on the Lions, and I will enjoy every second of it until they lose by 35 in the fourth quarter.
Hopefully we're healthy, and DJ Chark is back at wide receiver. Jarrett Montana will be on the center. You're going to watch Williams and Smith both get TDs. You're going to see Aiden Hutchinson get two sacks. It's going to be a coronation of Lions Barry. History. Look at Barry.
This show knows you so well.
Yeah.
Put Barry on the screen.
Look at Barry on the screen
and watch Jalen dance.
Turning adults around. Look at that. We got to add some Megatron to this. But in all honesty, if we start talking about greatest backs of all time in my E40 voice, is it Walter Payton? Nope. Is it Eric Dickerson? Nope. Is it Emmitt Smith? Nope. It's that guy right there. Barry Sanders. Stop on the dime and leave change.
Jalen. That's a good one. I know it's not yours, but you played. I like
that's
that.
Old school. That's like ball
that
don't lie. That's like ball
that
don't
before.
Lie.
That's a good one.
That's like ball
Jalen,
don't lie. We've been saying
rule
that.
Rule number
years.
Four to level up your Thanksgiving. Take an early afternoon walk. Maybe with some of your friends, maybe cousins. I feel like it's important to burn some calories before you fill your body with calories. Get outside the house, get some fresh air.
See, you have family members either flying in from out of town mm-hmm. that are adults. You have those that are out of town that go to school or at home for school, and you get a chance to see your cousins, your uncles, and aunts for the first time. And y'all get a chance to fellowship and break bread. But parents in the house.
Yeah.
You gotta take that walk.
Too much super.
You gotta take that 20-year-old walk.
Private conversation.
And let me tell you the beautiful thing about those walks. When it's the middle of winter.
Don't tell me anything about it. Don't tell me anything else about those walks. Don't tell me anything else about those walks. We are moving on to move number five to level up your Thanksgiving. Brought to you by Jalen and Jacoby. This one is, no one cares about the Lions-Bills game because that's going to be a blowout. But dinner has to conclude before kickoff of the Giants-Cowboys game at 4:30. So I'm talking start dinner at 3 because this is a big game this year. No one expected the Giants to be here, but they're here. And the Cowboys, we expect them to be good, but this is a big game, and I want to sit on my couch, not have to talk to my family, and just lock in on this one.
First off, don't be a freeloader during Thanksgiving. If you're not cooking, or if you're not hosting, when you show up, make it potluck. And also, I agree with you as it relates to when you eat, but by the time it's 4 o'clock, Jacoby, that's second plate action, actually.
I think you move from the table to the couch with the second
plate. That's when you start unbuttoning the pants or putting on the jogging pants. Yep. That's that era of the day. You convert it from like the spritzers and the coolers to more adult, tougher, and harder beverages because the day is progressing. And it's a celebration of family.
Rule number six to level up your
Thanksgiving holiday
is phones banned when food is served. I understand that you want to take a picture of your spread for the gram. Everybody does it. Your feed is just all people's Thanksgiving spreads all day long. I get that. But once you get that picture, put the phone away. No phones at the table all dinner long.
And also, I think you need to plan who's going to help with the dishes.
Well,
that's one of the things as it relates to.
We've actually planned that.
Oh, really?
Segment.
Oh, gotcha. Because there's a lot of dishes on that plate. We see a lot of food, but it's also a lot of dishes.
No phones at the table, Jim.
No phones at the table. I'm not mad at that, but that's kind of unrealistic.
What are you talking about?
Because young people use their phone for watching television, looking at social media.
Not at the table on Thanksgiving. No way.
Let me tell you something that family members do. They're at the table texting each other about other family members. Do you see
another
who he brought
reason,
to the dinner?
No phones
you,
at the table.
You see, look, he brought her. I can't believe he brought her to meet the family.
Another reason no phones
I can't
at the table.
Believe she brought her boyfriend home for Thanksgiving.
If we can't get 90 minutes of the day without the phones, then what are we even doing gathering together?
How about this for Thanksgiving? You youngsters out there, make sure you're making plates for your elders in your family. I think that's gotten lost.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree.
The manners of young people getting up when you're on the bus and allowing an elderly person to sit
down.
I'll
say this.
Make
if
plates
you are making
for
a
your
plate
parents.
For an elder, make sure you make it to their specification.
Correct.
Because I don't want anyone else making my plate.
Of course.
Because I have to get my portionality perfect of exactly what I want. Final rule to level up your Thanksgiving, and this one's very important to me. Nobody sleeps until the house is spotless.
Ooh.
Nothing is left out. Nothing is left to do. I know you're hosting. I know there's a lot of Tupperware. There's a lot of pans. There's a lot of pots. There's a lot of leftovers. There's a lot going on in the home. But what we need to do is make sure that the house is spotless when you wake up on Friday morning so you can start afresh.
Controversy? Because there'll be people that show up late to leave early to avoid the exact thing. To say that they're going to another party, they're going to another house. And so that's something that should be established from the beginning. Who's gonna be on trash duty? Who's gonna be on dish duty? Who's gonna be on food storage, Tupperware,
I have the answer
aluminum
for all
foil,
that.
To-go plate duty?
I have the answer for all of that. Do you know who the answer is for all of that? Those that did not cook.
Correct.
Those that did not cook.
Or buy anything.
If you did not cook or you didn't buy anything, you have your responsibilities that Mr. Rose just laid out for you.
And also, enjoy yourself responsibly. Don't get too wasted and become the family member that starts an argument about something that happened a year ago, 2 years ago, five years ago.
Listen, we all,
it ruined the whole day for everybody.
We all have takes about Elon Musk taking over Twitter, but let's just not bring them up at the Thanksgiving table. Jalen, we always say we get the people what they want, and part of that is hearing from the people. So right after this very short break, we have some takes, some traditions, some thoughts from our viewers and listeners that will be in on the action right after this very short break. You're watching the Thanksgiving special of Jalen and Jacoby.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, live from the Seaport, New York City, and brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. It is the holiday season, Mr. Rose. This is a Thanksgiving special, so of course, we have a very special version of Thanksgiving. Soft move or boss move? Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want at the top of every single show, and part of that is hearing from the people. So we've opened up our Twitter feed and our voicemail line to the people so they can ask us soft move or boss move questions like this voicemail that we got.
Yo, what up, y'all? What up? Jalen Jacoby, it's your boy Big Crown, man. But y'all got a soft move or boss move. On Thanksgiving, you know, I always, you know, have a take-home plate. You know, got to have a take-home plate. But I also make a take-home plate for my dog, too. So is that a soft move or boss move to take a take-home plate for your dog? And not the dog like my homie, but the dog like my dog.
Oh, my God. I love Big Crown so much. He's been supporting this program for a very long time. But if he came over my house and my wife has been cooking for hours, and we spent a lot of money on that food, and you took it to gold plate for your dog, you are not invited back. That is a soft move, in my opinion. I love you, Big Crown, but that's a soft move.
I love you, Big Crown. This is a soft move. And Jacoby just said it. Thanksgiving Day meals are prime real estate. This is great eating. This is probably the only time this year you're gonna have turkey. And when you get an opportunity to not only eat, but take a plate to go, it's disrespectful to give a plate to the dog. It's just disrespectful. The dogs don't deserve those good seasonings.
No, and also your dog's digestive system is not built for that. So I hope you don't have to pick up after your dog when you take him for walks. Let's move on to a tweet that we got. You can follow us at Jalen and Jacoby. And of course, we got another soft move, boss move Thanksgiving question here. This one is from Brian Akita. He says,
Is a pie pie if it's not circular? Neighbor that looks like Jacoby thought they had won Thanksgiving by making a blueberry pie and an apple pie side by side in one rectangular dish. Jalen Rose, having a pie that is half blueberry, half apple, soft mover, boss move. I'm going boss move on this, especially I want those slices in the middle that kind of get a little bit of both, the intersection of those two pie squares.
I'm going to go boss move because I'm about multi-hyphenates. And if you can mix two great things and turn them into one awesome dish, that's great cooking. That's amazing chefing. That's somebody that has a distinct item on their menu when they come to the table. Just don't be the person that shows up at Thanksgiving and don't bring anything.
You got to bring
don't
something.
Don't bring that old bottle of wine. We don't want it.
No.
Don't bring
no.
that
Don't get the wine from 7-Eleven. Don't stop
exactly.
at 7-Eleven on the way over
exactly.
and get the bottle of wine.
Correct.
Jalen, I'm
no
going to say something cakes. Unpopular. I'm going to say something unpopular. Earmuffs, everybody. Pie is overrated. I don't even like the pie. Pie is a wildly overrated dessert. I do not like it. But let's move on before
Cobbler,
the internet gets warm it up. Angry at me. We have a voicemail.
Yo. Your boy Gil out of Houston. I have an over-under question. Say you go to your in-laws, hypothetically, right? How many bites of a food you know you're not going to like do you take out of respect for your, let's say, mother-in-law? I don't want to be disrespectful, but at the same time, I'm not eating. It's a lot of exotic stuff on plates.
Jalen, they should put this in the wedding vows. It should be part of everyone's wedding vows that no matter how bad your mother-in-law cooks, you still have to eat two plates. So this is not an over-under on bites. I'm saying you got to eat two plates, and they should put this in every wedding vows. They should put it in the marriage license. This should be law that you have to eat your mother-in-law's bad food to make her feel like you love it.
Weird Al Yankovic once said, "Eat it! Eat it! No, you got to. There's no way around it. Streets is watching. You can't ignore it. That's part of what you signed up for. You cannot ignore it. As a matter of fact, here's what you do. Make sure you're nice and hungry, but don't make a hefty plate. Make the kind of small JV appetizer type plate so that once you grub on that, you still have room to eat exactly what you want. And here's the other thing. You can contribute something to the meal.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know if you can cook. I don't know if you buy food. But you can also contribute to
another
the potluck.
Great point.
And for all of the families that are doing potluck, that's a beautiful thing. Now, let's do this also. Let's potluck cleaning up these dishes afterwards.
Yes, got clean dishes. Jalen, one thing I'm going to say is this. If your mother-in-law sees you take your plate from the table, go to the trash can and scrape food into the trash before you put it in the dishwasher, your relationship will never be the same. Not just with her, but with your wife. You have to eat that food no matter how unseasoned, how disgusting. You have to put food in your belly if you love your wife. Jalen. We're moving on to some more general conversations, not necessarily soft move or boss move. This one is very controversial. This tweet's from Yule Austin. He says, "There's no reason to eat pumpkin pie if sweet potato pie exists." Interesting. Jalen, sounds a little cultural to me. I would take sweet potato over pumpkin. I don't even love pie to begin with, but I'm not against pumpkin pie.
Bernie Mac once said, he was talking about the taste of pumpkin pie and comparing it to something else. And he was talking about the fact he never had no pumpkin pie. And so I got to go with the legend on this one. But I'll say this to you. Do you also eat carrot cake? Because it seems like that get lumped into this also directly or indirectly. But also, let me say one other thing. Pumpkin pie warmed up with whipped cream on the top. It is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I can't lie.
It's pretty good.
I can't lie.
But please, but in regards to carrot cake,
do not get vegetables mixed up in my dessert. You know what I mean? If it can go in a salad, it shouldn't go in my dessert. I don't want rhubarb pie, and even pumpkin pie feels like too close to a vegetable to me. I will take my desserts as desserts. Thank you very much.
Jalen Rose. Agreed, agreed.
This is genius from Victor Anderson. Turkey is like Jimmy G. When surrounded by great supporting cast, i.e. sides, it doesn't have to carry the meal. However, a bad performance can ruin the entire meal. Victor Anderson, this is absolutely perfect. I never thought about Turkey being like Jimmy G, but Turkey is like a game-managing quarterback that if surrounded with enough good stuff, it can get by and get you the win. What do you think about Turkey as Jimmy G? And also, aesthetically beautiful. You know what I mean? The look of the turkey is better than the performance, much like the look of Jimmy G is better than he plays.
Well, I don't like white meat, whether it's turkey or chicken. I prefer the big drumstick, definitely, and I prefer my turkey Cajun and or well done. With that being said, Jimmy G don't deserve this slander. He don't deserve this slander because turkey is versatile. You can stuff it. There's so many different ways to prepare it. And also, like I talked about before, Jacoby, knowledge is knowing that a vegetable, like a tomato, is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it in the fruit salad. So just because you only eat turkey once a year, that's not the rest of us. You're just trying to find ways to slander the centerpiece of the Thanksgiving meal, which is the turkey.
It is the centerpiece because it looks so good, much like we celebrate Jimmy G for looking good and don't necessarily celebrate him for playing
He's
well.
He's a winner. He's been to the Super Bowl.
We will be back with much more from this very special edition of Jalen and Jacoby celebrating Thanksgiving.
I see what Jimmy G gets, and I get that too. I get it.
Thank you for watching Jalen and Jacoby on television, but don't forget the experience does not end there. Follow, subscribe to the podcast where we always have exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Welcome back to the Thanksgiving special edition of Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we will all be gathering with our friends and family this holiday, except for someone we recognize every day in the program.
And this is really sad that Brittany Griner is still wrongfully detained currently in Russia and now has started serving her prison sentence. And so we here at Jalen and Jacoby, especially during the holiday season, wish her health and a speedy return to the United States.
This is going to be a very special Thanksgiving for you, Mr. Rose, because you're going to be the Grand Marshal of the Thanksgiving Parade in your hometown of Detroit, Michigan. What is your strategy? What does that mean? What is your plan for the day?
So what it means is it's a terrific honor, and I'm so very grateful that my hometown
Look at you.
Is honoring the work that I've done in the community and appreciating it so much that they allow me to be a Grand Marshal. The one thing about it, Jacoby, you sit on the back of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold outside. So I'm only trying to stay warm.
Only you are already complaining about something that hasn't even happened yet. They're honoring you. And we honor you, our viewers and listeners.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll
Thank
see you,
you
after the holidays.
You're far too kind.